informed in both local, sports, and news.
It's a lovely good evening and welcome to Millennium Radio News, the top stories. Government urges Zambians to embrace peace, unity and patriotism in honor of Kenneth David Kaunda. Governance expert Dr. Ruben Lifuka calls for transparency in establishment of proposed asset management agency. In international news, Japan Airlines trials humanoid robots as ground handlers.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
I'm Rebecca Lungudaka with the news in detail. The government has called on Zambians to embrace the values of peace, unity and patriotism as the country commemorates the life and legacy of founding father Dr. Kenneth David Kaunda. Speaking on behalf of the President Hakainde Hichilema during a special church service marking Kenneth Kaunda Day at Cathedral of the Holy Cross, Vice President Mutale Nalumango says the day serves as an important reflection on the enduring values Dr. Kaunda instilled in the nation. Ms. Nalumango notes that Dr. Kaunda, who served as Zambia's first president from 1964 to 1991, dedicated his life to the liberation, unity and dignity of the Zambian people. She says government remains committed to upholding the ideals of One Zambia, One Nation, a motto introduced by Dr. Kaunda to foster national unity and cohesion. The Vice President emphasized that peace remains a cornerstone of Zambia's stability, urging Zambians to continue being peacemakers in line with biblical teachings. She further states that a nation without patriotic citizens and peacemakers has no future and risks losing its place among community of nations. Dr. Nalumango described Dr. Kaunda as a selfless, fearless and visionary leader who always placed national interest above personal gain. This year's commemoration is being held under the theme, Celebrating KK, the Patriotic and Peacemaker.
He dedicated his life to the freedom, unity and dignity of our people. Always placed national interest above personal gain. He was fearless. He was selfless. He was visionary. We will always be indebted to Dr. Kaunda for laying a firm foundation for our independence and national unity. His appointments to public office, including the cabinet positions, had a national character. Dr. Kaunda introduced the One Zambia, One Nation motto to create a single national identity.
The Zambia we want has expressed concern that the country is not fully benefiting from its mineral wealth due to political interest. Party Secretary General Muhabi Lungu says there is need to separate politics from key economic sectors such as mining. Mr. Lungu notes that the mining industry is critical to Zambia's economic development and requires policies that prioritize national interest. He has called for the formulation of strategies that will ensure that the country maximizes benefit from its mineral resources. Mr. Lungu adds that Zambia has previously demonstrated the ability to manage its resources effectively, citing the UNIP era as an example.
There has never been a time in Zambian history where we were able to benefit from the resources of our country, from the natural endowment of our country. There was a time, I think that I would safely say, from about 68 to about 1974-75, at which this country undertook policies which promoted ownership of companies by Zambians, either through the state, through the financial sector, or through private individuals. There was a time in this country, by the time we get into the 80s, because of the policies of the UNIP administration in 1968 and 69.
Governance expert Dr. Ruben Lifuka has called for transparency in the establishment of the proposed asset management agency. This follows Cabinet's approval in principle to introduce the Criminal Assets Management Bill of 2025 in the National Assembly. Dr. Lifuka says while the move is necessary and timely in strengthening the management of forfeited assets, there is need to ensure the process is handled transparently. He notes that clear guidelines and accountability mechanisms will be critical in ensuring that agency benefits the people. Dr. Lifuka has since urged government to put up processes that safeguard and that prevent abuse and promote public confidence in the institution.
But there's also the aspect of managing assets that have officially been forfeited to the state. And that's where the issue of how do they dispose of these assets, and if they do dispose of the assets, where are the proceeds going, etc. That's what the Criminal Assets Management Agency will be doing. So is it a good idea? Yes, it is a good idea, but it should have come way back in 2021, 2022, given that the government itself talked about asset recovery as the main thrust of their anti-corruption crusade. So the asset management component has been missing for a long while. And what is happening is that government has lost out value on some of the properties that they've. That's not to say that properties are not being disposed of, the whole process of disposing of assets.
In other news, Zambian government and the Democratic Republic of Congo DRC government have accelerated efforts to implement simplified trade regime, with both governments describing it as a key driver for empowering small-scale cross-border traders, especially women and youths. Speaking during the official opening of a technical meeting, Chairperson Patricia Mwela says the meeting aims to advance implementation of the CTR between both countries. She says after more than 7 years of bilateral engagement and negotiations, Zambia and the Democratic Republic of Congo are now at the milestone of operationalizing a transformative trade facilitation instrument. Ms. Mwela added that the milestone reflects strengthened bilateral relations and a shared commitment to regional industrialization. She says once implemented, this will formalize cross-border trade and boost incomes for the traders. Fintech expert Joseph Kabali has urged young people to use formal financial systems when contracting loans, noting that banks provide support and restructuring options instead of primitive action when borrowers are default. Mr. Kalabi explains that formal institutions initiate dialogue with struggling clients to discuss repayment solutions, making them safer than informal lenders. He encouraged people to seek help early and speak to professionals, stressing that counseling and financial advice are available for those facing debt or personal crisis. Mr. Kalabi has criticized the tendency of stigmatization of individuals during difficult times, saying society often shows empathy only after tragedies like a suicide or car. He has called on communities to approach those who are struggling directly, offer support and avoid gossip, stating that intervention can prevent loss of life.
So the thing is that we are contracting loans. Let us ensure that we are getting them through a formal system, because it will help you. Once you default on the bank, they won't come and just get granted this loan. They'll give you a call to say, how can we help you? Can you come and talk? They can even restructure the network and things like that. So as we are growing up, let us learn to use